Hello again, everybody. This is James Bartley, and you're watching and listening to the Cosmic Switchboard Show. Today, our very special guest is Merlina McCann. Welcome to the Cosmic Switchboard Show.
Thank you, James.
I've always been fascinated by her work because a great many people around the world have photos of orbs of various types of light phenomena, but you have proven to my satisfaction that there is definitely an intelligence associated with at least some of these orbs, the light phenomena. And it opens up a whole huge can of worms. And I'd like you to take up the story wherever you feel comfortable. How did you come across the mystery behind the orbs?
I think I've been guided, and this perhaps is my mission. It's something that I never expected I would do. I started to gradually get thoughts in my mind, and I think that they're speaking to me, but I can't hear them. Whatever is in my head comes out in thoughts. And this has led me to discover my MFT method, which are the acronyms for Melina Focus Technique method. It's a simple method that I have been guided to do to get the images that you will see. One thing I wanted to talk about today, James, is we are not alone. We're definitely not alone. I always back up what I say, and I always back up what I state. Not in just one photo. Literally, I back up my research with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands of photos. So if I can't back it up, I just don't say a word and I keep my mouth shut. But when I do have evidence to back me up, that's when I talk. And today we will talk about we are not alone.
How early in this process did you begin to notice an intelligence behind the orbs and the light phenomena? Because many people had, prior to the emergence of your photos, had noticed that there does seem to be an intelligence, at least as far as some of the orbs and some of the light phenomena is concerned, how they
Well,
can follow people, how they can follow cars.
absolutely. Yes, James. And another thing about intelligent orb phenomena, which is that they strategically position themselves. You could put your hand up, ask them to come, and they will be around your hand. Or you can think of something, it'll come around your head. So in a lot of photos, they strategically position themselves, whereas dust doesn't communicate with you. I used to hear a lot of, you're wasting your time, it's dust. Oh, you're wasting this, you're wasting that. People think of the orb phenomena as just a round ball. It is not. There are all types and variations of intelligent energy fields that are coming to us from other frequencies in the cosmos, which include portals, vortexes, plasma, the ectoplasms that we see, the spirit myths in the landscapes. The spirit energies that we see near the lakes and the rivers and various parks, which we call the fairy or the elemental realms. And there's all these types of ionization in the atmosphere that are coming from other realms and other frequencies and other dimensions. This is all in the topic of the orb phenomena. Clifford Stone participated in missions to recover UFOs and alien spaceships. He said that there were over 57 alien life forms that are mostly humanoids and are living amongst us. In 2001, there were over 20 military, intelligence, government, corporate, and scientific witnesses that came forth at the National Press Club in Washington, where he gave his testimony saying that up until 2001, they had categorized 57 alien races were confirmed. So I got these photos here from the internet. Anyone could go onto the internet. And these are just artist interpretations of what they think that the real cosmic beings may look like, especially about the Galactic Federation. Many of them are benevolent. And of course, there are a few that are malevolent to the human race. Now, this one here, there's a head coming out. Sometimes when I capture heads, some are more clear than others, but this depends on how the original widescreen photo, the pixelation, how good it was. One thing I want to say is that 99% of the time when I do capture orbs, they are being protected by a white type of a cloudy substance. This is for their cosmic protection. There are more heads in what you can see in the pink square box. I've only just concentrated in the square, just the one head. These are real images of real cosmic beings that we can see in real time. Here you can see the two heads. One is covered actually in the white cloudy substance. It looks like a hat or some sort of protective gear. Notice the white cloudy substance. We will often see heads protruding from this white cloudy substance, and then this white cloudy substance protecting them. Heads are coming through. This one looks a bit like a square metallic helmet on. It's coming through this cloudy substance, and this is protecting them. The head protruding out, and then the white cloudy substance. And it looks like some sort of a helmet on top. But the white cloudy substance is around the shoulders. It's very, very rare that you will see parts of the shoulders. You can see fragments of them, but you will never see the body. They are always covered in cloudy substance. And these are two, one overlapping the other. Coming through in this protected in the white cloudy substance. I've done a collage here of just a few heads, some with helmets on. As you can see, the first, second, third photo on the top has what looks like a metallic helmet on. The fourth photo up the top looks like some sort of a helmet. The very first one up the top looks like an ET of some sort with a cranium. I don't think that the first one is a helmet. It could be the shape of the cranium. But here's just a collage of real heads of real cosmic beings seen in real time. Here are just some more. Again, I added this so that you could see the head protruding out from the white cloudy substance or in the middle of it, and the white cloudy substance that is protecting them is around them. It doesn't matter what color that orb is. That cloudy substance is always, always white. On the top right photo, there is a head protruding from the external surface of the orb. And down the bottom, you could see the head coming through. Look at the cloudy substance around this, what looks like a male sentient cosmic being with some sort of a white beard and a helmet, a metallic looking helmet. The orb that I captured that you saw, the yellow orb, that's perfectly round. So when we see a perfectly round orb, it has stopped its motion. It's completely at a standstill. Or it knew that I was going to photograph it and wanted me to see it. So here you could see the helmet. See how shiny it is? The male cosmic being in the middle with what looks like a white type of a beard. I did this so you could see the shininess of the helmet. This one, look how perfectly round it is, this orb. Perfectly round. It's like this was definitely at a standstill. Because if they're moving, they move so fast. It's like a ribbon. Once they stop and they're at a standstill, this is perfectly, perfectly round. I talked about dark stigmas. I looked at where the yellow square is. It's got dark stigma and it's got like a little ribbon opening. This is an opening. Whenever there are dark stigmas in an orb, this is an opening in the orb wall, the orb capsule, or I call it the orb craft. They're like porthole windows, like in an airplane. They'll open up and you can close them. So I looked at this ribbon here, this opening, this dark stigma, and I could see these cosmic beings with large looking eyes and some type of a helmet, or could it be their cranium? You could see where I have the yellow arrows, the third one up the top where the arrow starts. You could actually see the rim of that dark stigma under the heads. So it's opened up like the panel that you open up, and you could see the two heads. These cosmic beings do have very, very large eyes. So is it a coincidence? No, it's not, that we sometimes capture cosmic beings with large, large, dark, dark eyes. So this particular orb is probably coming from some part of the cosmos where their civilization or their race has really dark, big eyes. Look at those dark eyes. I've changed the color a bit just so that you could see the beings in this opening. These are real cosmic beings in real time. Now this one, perfectly round. It is perfectly round and it is so bright. It is pink, perfectly round, which means it just stopped. In the original photo was by Britt-Marie Johansson from Sweden. So it stopped in her lounge room near her chandelier and it just wanted to be photographed. It stood motionless because it knew that the person was taking a picture of it. And there are dark stigmas in that. You could see the dark stigmas. I started to get these ethereal looking cosmic hologram images. And here they are. Now, in the big photo, there are three heads in a line, but this white protected cloudy substance is some sort of protection for them. And you could see the heads, one, two, three, the sentient heads in the third picture down the bottom. Now, this one here was the original photo was by Maja Bojoski in Serbia. And you can see there are two beautiful bright orbs up the top. There are some dark stigmas in there that I could see, some little round shapes, which are portholes being opened up, windows. These are just some of the sentient cosmic heads that are inside. The white cloudy substance is pure white, but the external thing of the orb is a yellowy brown. And here are two of the heads, and the bottom one on the right looks like it has a metallic type of an unusual long elongated helmet. Here is another head, but this one has some sort of a pointy helmet or a headgear. This is that brown orb that you saw. Orbs are like onions. They have layer upon layer upon layer upon layer. There will be maybe a head, and then behind the layer, there is another layer and another layer. And you can see it from the top to the bottom, the very first image, where the heads are coming through, the one with the elongated white helmets. And right behind that, there are other heads, and then there are other heads. We're living in a three-dimensional world. We are three-dimensional beings. These are multiple dimensions, and it's very hard for us to wrap our head around what a fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh dimension could be like.
How people can find you on the internet and how people can find your work and your book?
It's the new macrocosmic world of order, because I believe that there is a hierarchy system. They can go onto my base page and they can order the book.
Okay. Oh, that's fine. And your Facebook profile is Merlina Mercan?
That's correct. Merlina. Okay. Okay. And they can order it on Amazon too. Go onto Amazon, look for the new macrocosmic world of order, and they can order it through Amazon. And it has so many, it's full of pictures and I explain as easily as I can and as simple as I can my research work.
And it's a very good book. I mean, I look through it and you see amazing detail, close-ups of some of the images and more that Marlena is showing. For our dear listeners out there, if you like what we do, if you believe in what we do, please go to thecosmicswitchboard.com, sign up and become a member, and we'll see you at the top of the next segment.